Hey guys, it's Chels, here with a freshly baked whole grain episode of the Mythos Arcanum. Be careful though, it's hot. On today's episode, tensions culminate and worlds collide. Kai needs to find a way to Murray, Perry has to get Siobhan to his sick friend, and Theo is intent on finding the creep who invaded her home. What happens when all three of these missions meet? Find out on this episode of the Mythos Arcanum.
Please die. Please die. Fuck, isn't there a place to... Dumpster. Yes!
Come here, you rat bastard!
Fuck, shit. Yes, okay, just gotta... Holy shit, is this thing still on? Log March, 5th? I guess it's like 1 in the morning, I think... Oh, fuck. I think she's gone. God damn, my knees are killing me. That was too close. They're on me for fucking sure now, but I got what I needed, and that's what counts. Oh, damn it, I'm gonna be feeling this shit in my back for a month. Holy fuck. She's fast. She's way too scary wrong kind of fast. They're meeting outside a bar in a parking lot with an apparently very displeasing truck in front. Okay. I don't have a plan. Not yet, anyway, but I gotta go. It's dangerous, super strong, fast fury or not. I can't just let this slip out of my hands. He's so fucking close. I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid. I'm gonna figure out a fucking way home. I'm just gonna get some sleep. Log March, 5th. Yeah, right. March 5th. Oh, my fucking back. Oh, god damn it. I need that fucking chiropractor. Log March 5th, I managed to get away from Theo, but damn it, it wasn't easy. She's scary. She skipped a fucking fire escape, just jumped out the third story window, and still managed to sprint after me when she landed. I got away, but she definitely saw my face. I'm hoping she didn't recognize me, but... No guarantee. Which fucking blows. No doubt she's gonna warn Partridge that someone was snooping around. And when Partridge and Theo's paramed friend meet up, they'll be on the lookout for anything suspicious. Assuming they don't just cancel the meeting entirely. Nope. Okay, can't think like that. They have to be meeting at the Dodge tonight, and if they don't, they have to. Okay. Do or die time. Time to think. At 5 p.m., they're meeting at a bar called the Wintermute Brewing Company. Google says it's about 6 miles from here. You have $300 to your name, the voice recorder on your phone, and a $20 Uber gift card. How are you going to get them to take you to Murray with that? Right up here. Yeah, that bar right there. Great, thanks. And, look, if you stay on the clock for me for another hour or so, I'll tip you. Like, a lot.
I don't know, man. I'm kinda on that grind, you know?
Okay. Look, here's $200 in cash. That's all yours.
Whoa.
If you run off on me, that's all you get. But if you help me out, I'll tip you another $300 through the app. $500 for an hour. Sound good?
Are you serious? Dope. Fuck yeah.
Great. Yes, okay. What's your phone number? I'll have to call you when I need you.
Hey, welcome in. What can I grab for you?
Oh, just water is fine.
Cool, on it.
Okay, I'm going to camp out inside. Wait till they show up, if they show up. I got a seat by the window, so I've got eyes on the parking lot. Just have to wait till I see... Oh, fuck, speak of the devil. Someone in scrubs just hopped out of an Uber and is just standing there with a big-ass backpack. I bet you that's Siobhan.
Excuse me?
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Sure, man. Weird guy.
Who's weird? I'm not fucking weird. Siobhan, right? She's just sitting on the curb texting. Okay. Now or never, it's time to make a move.
Yellow.
Hey, it's me, Lots of Money Guy. You still around?
Yeah, I'm still around.
Great. I need you to circle the bar a few times.
Sure.
Perfect.
Is that it?
I'll ask for more later, but remember, $500.
Okay, on it.
Okay, let's fucking do this. Excuse me, miss, I couldn't help but notice...
I'm flattered, but no thank you. Cat, call me and I'll break your knees.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to. I actually came over here because, you see that car, the black Civic?
Uh-huh.
Well, I work here and I've been watching that guy circle the place for a while, and, there's been a bunch of break-ins around here recently.
Oh, I see.
I just, you know, I saw you out here by yourself, and you're a pretty young lady, and I just thought I should warn you about...
The big bad Honda Civic that's gonna take advantage of little old me.
Sorry. I didn't mean to imply that...
No, I get it. I'm just giving you a hard time. I do appreciate the warning, really.
Yeah, of course.
You say you work here? What's your name, hon?
Miles.
Oh, the Miles. So you're the one running the show.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, Miles, thank you for looking out for me. World needs more boys like you.
Thanks. So, do you want me to get someone to wait out here with you, or do you maybe have, like, a friend you could call?
I do have a friend in the area. Don't worry about me, your bar needs you.
Right, have a good day and a safe night.
Back at you.
Hey, to come, Miles. Poke some more holes in your store, why don't you? Let's see if she bites.
Theo, hey. I think someone's lurking around here. Would you mind coming and just chilling in the car till Perry gets here?
Come on, take the bait.
Nah, I didn't get a good look at him. They're in a car. I've got no idea if it's your mystery man.
Yes, it is. Come on, take the bait.
Yeah, I'm right out front. Thanks, baby. Appreciate it.
Perfect.
Your friend will be fine. Especially if they knew you were here to protect me. They need me, right?
Okay. Theo's on her way. Now all that needs to happen is... What the hell? Excuse me. That's my table.
Oh. Nobody was here, so we just snagged it. Seemed okay.
Yeah, well, it's the only seat with a view of the parking lot, and I was here first.
I don't see a drink here.
That's the bartender's fault, not mine. It doesn't change the fact that that's my seat.
Okay, jeez. We're gone, jerk.
Jerk. I'm not the one stealing people's seats. Okay, Theo, just show up and make a scene. That's all you've got to do.
Back again, sir?
Yes, could I get another water, please?
You're not going to leave it full on my table again, are you?
I just stepped outside.
Cool your jets. I'm just messing with you. One second.
Okay, that Impala must be Theo's. She pulled up and she's talking to Siobhan. There's someone else in the car with them, probably Lexi. Okay, all right. Phase 2. Hey, it's me. Stop circling for a sec, okay? I'll call when I want you to start up again.
Sure thing, boss man.
There's no way this is gonna work. They're stupid, but they're not that
stupid. Here's your water, man.
No, fuck. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, thanks.
Right.
Fuck. Stop acting like a crazy person, you idiot. You're gonna blow it. Okay. Okay, yes. Someone just pulled up. White truck, covered bed. I'll bet you that's Partridge. Yeah, they just started talking. Hey, it's me again. Count to 30 and then start circling again, okay?
I mean, I guess.
You're almost done. Finish and the remaining 400's all yours.
I thought you said 300.
Yeah, that's what I meant. All yours, just a few minutes, okay?
You got it, man.
One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi.
Hey, I just cost you this. You coming back?
I told you I didn't want you here, Theo. I thought we talked about boundaries. That was before some loon broke into our apartment and started snooping around. They might have been looking for Murray.
That's a bit of a leap, dude.
A leap that makes sense when you consider what Murray can do.
Fine. So, if someone is following you to get Murray, why in God's names would you show up here?
I asked her to come.
Eh?
You know Miles, the guy who runs the place? He came out and said he'd seen someone circling the place for a while now. Lurking and all that. Probably watching me. Could be Theo's mysterious... What was the word you used, baby?
Loon.
Mentally unwell person.
Huh. I see. I accept your apology, farthead.
16 Mississippi. 17 Mississippi.
Okay, Let's figure this one out. I'll go grab Miles, ask him if he's seen anything else so we can avoid being followed. If we are, Theo, can you get him off my tail?
Yeah, I can do that.
Cool, I'll be right back.
That was tense. Should I be concerned?
Yeah, it's fine, just, it's been a tense few days.
I'll bet. You two holding up okay?
We're a little shaken, but I think so. We were just on our way to get comfort food when you called.
Speaking of that, are we still gonna get Wendy's?
We were. Are. Just handling this first.
Okay. Just remember, I was promised nuggies.
30.
Theo, that car over there. That's the one.
I'll have a talk with him.
Damn, that girl can run.
You should see her punch.
Okay. They're looking away from the truck. Just 20 feet. It's now or never. Move. Holy fuck. I got into Partridge's truck and they didn't fucking see me. I just gotta hide this bug in here and I should be able to follow. Oh, fuck. He's coming back. Shit. Think. Hiding under blankets like a fucking toddler. This is dumb. Okay. I'll call my driver and see if I can't get another distraction so I can sneak out. Shit. That must be Theo catching my driver. Fuck that poor son of a bitch.
Hey, I brought... Where'd Theo go?
We saw the car. Theo went after it.
Damn. Poor guy.
Who's this poor guy?
The guy you saw circling the bar earlier.
Who's your friend?
Oh, I'm Miles. I run the bar.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not.
Do I need to show ID?
Yeah, this is Miles. He owns that nasty Dodge parked over there.
Ulysses is not nasty. He's a work of art, and you will respect him.
No, the guy who came out to warn me earlier. He was a little guy, pasty face, glasses. This Miles is tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, well, thank you.
If that wasn't Miles, that... Shit, I got a bad feeling about this. I think now's a good time to go.
Oh, no, don't get in the truck yet.
Miles, can you stay with Lexi until Theo gets back?
Oh, happy to.
Thanks.
You good to go, Miss Siobhan?
Let's do it.
Cool. My truck's right here.
One sec, hold on. There. The blanket probably got stuck in the door. Damn thing never shuts right. Whew, okay. Let's get the hell out of Dodge. Get it? Like, the Dodge.
I get it.
Yeah.
So, how long is this drive gonna take?
Hey guys, it's Chelsea again. I tried to save some of this bread for you, but I kinda ate it all. So you'll just have to come back next time for episode 6. Right quick, let's hear a word from our sponsor for today, Anchor. Alrighty, friends. Don't forget, if you like what you hear, follows, favorites, shares, and reviews make a world of difference for us. We grow by word of mouth, and anything you can do to help us would mean the world to us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Honeystack Studios for updates, and check our website to get to know us a little bit better at honeystackstudios.com. Thanks for listening, everyone, and until next time, stay strange.